The International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed that Iran's stockpile of low-enriched uranium has exceeded the 300-kilo limit set by the 2015 nuclear deal. The announcement was made shortly after the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said that Iran had crossed the limit following a previously announced plan to increase its commitments. Also, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman urged Europe to accelerate its efforts if it really wants to salvage the deal, also known as the JCPOA. Abbas Mousavi said Iran's steps to decrease its commitments under the deal were code-reversible. Meantime, Zarif says Iran's scaling back of its commitments will not be contained to exceeding its uranium stockpile.
European countries' steps were not sufficient. Therefore, the Islamic Republic will stick to its previously announced timetable. The first phase of this timetable regarding the stockpile of uranium and heavy water is being implemented. We'll also implement the next phase, which concerns increasing enrichment level to beyond the current level of 3.67.
Now, Zarif says a nuclear deal stipulates that Iran is entitled to take such measures. On May 8, the country started to scale back its commitments under the deal. In the first phase, Tehran said that it would not export its low-enriched uranium reserves. It also said it would increase its level of uranium enrichment if Europe failed to meet its demands after a six-day ultimatum. France, Germany, and Britain have finally operationalized a financial mechanism with Iran, allowing the country to bypass the U.S. sanctions. But Iran is saying that EU needs to do more. Well, right, speaking about the Hong Kong protests and the protesters storming into the legislative building, we have the Hong Kong police saying that they are taking up positions to clear the protesters from parliamentary building. They tried to storm into it, and now they are inside. They have captured it, and police has given them warning. They have to leave, or they will be facing force. So we'll bring you more as we get more information on that for you. Now, University Professor Daniel Kovalik believes that Europe is not able to salvage the JCPOA as it's a broken deal.
Well, I think Europe may be willing to try to salvage the deal, but I'm not sure they are able. You know, the problem is the U.S. has such a massive economy and obviously a massive military. The U.S. really is able to dictate how things go in terms of the international economy. They have no incentive, of course. And of course, the elephant in the living room, as we say in the U.S., it's an expression. The elephant in the living room is that the U.S. has thousands of nuclear weapons. In fact, to Iran's none. Israel has anywhere between 100 and 200 nuclear weapons, to Iran's none. Why don't those countries offer to scale back their weapons? There's a satirical newspaper in the U.S. called The Onion, and they had a headline, Iran concerned about the U.S. is building its 8,500 nuclear weapon, you know? It just seems to me there has to be some parity here, and Iran has to be treated as an equal nation, as it is under the law, under the UN Charter, and the U.S. is not doing that. So Iran has no incentive to abide by this broken deal.